Good morning. You are listening to Public Affairs here on KCNI. This morning, I have superintendent with Broken Bow Public Schools, Darren Toby, in the studio with me this morning. Darren, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Good. It's been a whirlwind of a week, I'm sure.
Yeah, it has. A lot of different things are going on, a lot of communication. My thumbs are tired from texting, and my ear hurts from all the phone calls that I've taken, but it's been a busy week, but in the long run, it'll help our school district out now that we've gone through this.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And so we're going to get to that a little bit later, but I figured we would just start with the school board meeting from last night. The biggest thing probably is that the contract for the preschool project was approved and construction is set to begin here really soon.
Yeah, exciting times where we're going to move our preschool starting next year over to North Park, allow us to use our resources that we already have in one building to help our preschoolers out. So construction on that project will begin around September 1st, and then an end date would be July 1st of 2021. So this will be our last school year that we'll have in at the Custer Building. And then next year, if you're a 3 or 4 year old that attends preschool, it'll be at North Park.
Wow. Wow. It's going to make the school look different. But I know when all these conversations first started, it was talking about, you know, the board and administration was talking about just being more efficient and the cost of it taking to run Custer School, a whole separate building, when so many resources could be shared if they were all in one place. So even though it's a lot of money up front, you kind of broke down some of those cost savings over the next 10 years.
Yeah, we'll definitely see a cost savings, but I think in the long run, the education that our kids are going to be getting with the resources that we have available at North Park. And again, I think it just makes sense when you condense your buildings and you don't have three buildings open, you condense it down to two buildings. That's going to save you money in the long run. So, again, we'll have the ability to use our staff that we have at North Park to help out with some more preschool activities. So I'm excited. I think, the education for those preschoolers is dramatically going to improve just because of the resources that we'll have available at our fingertips inside one building.
Well, excited for that construction to begin. And then I know it's early, but is there any plan for Custer School at this point?
Not at this point. That's something we'll discuss here over the next 6 months about what do we want that building to look like? Do we want to sell it? What are our different options that we have? So we'll go through those here in the next 6 months and make a game plan for that.
When also last night you talked about with the preschool project, the lease purchase agreement that was established and certain things along those lines coming up at the work session at the end of this month.
Yeah, so how we're going to pay for that preschool building is we'll tax through our special building fund to our taxpayers. So whatever we tax in our special building fund, we're going to take out of our general fund. So example of that would be if we needed to tax 2 cents out of our special building fund, we're going to drop 2 cents out of our general fund. So we're not asking for any more funds from our community members. So it'll be a complete wash, just coming out of a different account. The lease purchase allows us 7 years to borrow that money and pay that back yearly. So we'll have a payment in the 250 to 280 range each year, and we'll pay that back in a 7 year period, and we'll be ready to roll.
Sounds great. And that final bid came in at $1.899, and then the contingency of $100,000 just in case something happens, you all are allowed to spend up to that amount.
Yeah, I think anytime you're doing a project, there's some things that you may run into that you didn't really know about. You know, you get in there and do some dirt work, and maybe they need to fill in some areas and bring in some dirt. Maybe the roof doesn't align the way that we originally thought it would. So there are some extra money that we've put aside in there. That gives me the access to say yes or no to some projects without us having to go back and having a board meeting and vote on it each and every time. So we wanted that project at 1.8. If you remember, about a year ago, it was about 2.7.
It was so a lot higher.
We didn't adjust much on our project besides a little bit of our HVAC system. So the kids are still getting everything that we need our kids to have, and we're excited about the possibilities of having our preschool over at North Park starting next fall.
Mm-hmm. And it'll still be 3 classrooms, some workspace, office space, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's some workspace in there. There's 3 classrooms. We have the ability to make a 4th classroom. One of the classrooms is going to be designed for kind of an indoor area. But in the future, if we do deem it's necessary, we do have room to make a 4th classroom a preschool. But at this time, that's not in the plans. We'll do 3 classrooms and have an indoor space for those kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds great. And we were talking about money and funds, of course. And so, as always, at the meetings, Treasurer J.B. Atkins kind of broke down what the current ending balance in the general fund is. And he said it's higher than it was about a year ago due to a couple things. Can you kind of elaborate on the difference between right now? It's 3.6 million, I think he said, in the general fund, whereas last year at this time it was about 2.7.
So I think there's a couple things that come into play. There's different entities during the course of the year that can choose to pay their taxes all at once, or mm-hmm. they can choose to pay them quarterly. This year it just happens to be that we had a couple entities pay their taxes all up front, which means we're going to have a little more revenue than we imagined for this coming year. The second part of that is, as you know, being out of school since mid-March
yeah.
has definitely cut down on some expenses throughout the school district. So mm-hmm. without those expenses, our general fund does have a little bit more cushion than what we'd normally have in a normal school year. So a couple of those different things. And again, as we move forward, you know, maybe next year they pay quarterly versus
right.
full,
could
and
be
that
different.
Changes the revenue a little bit. So we play that into our budget. But we're sitting in good shape. Our school district financially is in great shape in all of our accounts. And again, it's exciting to see some things happen. We talk about the track that we're getting finished up here. Then the preschool project's going to start. So a lot of great things are happening at our school, and I'm excited for Broken Bow.
Well, good. And it's good to see that things are up and running for the most part. Obviously, this week is a little different, so I thought you could repeat yourself. I'm sure you've been having this conversation a lot recently as to how the decision was made to not have school for middle and high school this week and that kind of thing. And obviously you're wearing a mask and that requirement that is now in place until September.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy week, but we'd had a staff member test positive and was aware on late Thursday night. What kind of threw a wrench into all this stuff was we had graduation a week before
mm-hmm.
and we had some parties, so we weren't quite sure of all the people that were associated with the school that may have been at some of those parties. So to help contact trace some of those different things, we decided it'd be best if we didn't have school on Friday last week. And then once we got into it, we had a couple more staff members test positive. So we've had 3 staff members test positive. What happens is we have so many people that were associated with some of those people as far as staff members that they were asked to quarantine and watch their symptoms. So with that, we normally would jump into our phase where we do some online learning. But with only having one day of school last week, we thought it would be best if we just canceled classes for this week and we'll start next Monday, the 24th. So I think before I came over here today, I had 6 or 7 more staff members email me. They've all tested negative, so I don't think we have a COVID issue. I don't think we have a huge breakout into our school district. I think our school is very, very safe, and I'm excited to get school started next Monday with our middle school and high schoolers.
Great. I'm sure they're anxious to be back, a lot of them.
It is.
You know,
to touch on the mask thing, we thought it was necessary here for the next couple weeks to put on masks, help with some of the contamination, and if we can cut down on people having to go into quarantine because they're wearing a mask, and that's certainly what we want to look at doing. We are recommending that you wear masks to activities and games that are being hosted by Broken Bow, but by no means are they required to wear those to the games. We'll use our staff and students. They'll be required to wear them while they're at school, especially if they can't social distance and stay 6 feet away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Which is hard to do when you're trying to get from one class to the other in a short amount of time.
It is. And you're in our building where the hallways are a little bit tighter mm-hmm. than schools that were built a little bit later than us. So we just have to watch those different things, and we'll continue to update policies, and we'll continue to update the public on what's going on at the school each and every week.
Sure. And just out of curiosity, how was the decision made to not implement masks starting the first day? And then obviously things change really quickly, but can you kind of explain the jump from that to this?
So I think if you look back, the Loup Basin Health District was one of the first health districts to jump into phase four,
right.
Which means, you know, they've stayed out of the community spread. They haven't had a ton of COVID cases. Again, we're in phase four. I thought our community, for the most part, had been COVID-free, so we didn't feel like we should put that mask mandate in place with the way our community and the way the Loup Basin Health District was going at that time. But we did talk to our staff multiple times about that could change at any time. It mm-hmm. could change on a Monday night at 11 o'clock. It just happened to be a Thursday night at 11 o'clock
yeah.
that we changed. So we'll do this for a couple weeks and we'll reevaluate it and see if we really need to continue with the mask policy or we can get rid of that policy as we move forward. So mm-hmm. again, COVID is a very fluid situation. You think you have control of it one day, and maybe there's some things that happen the next day. So we'll continue to watch it, and we'll continue, like I said, to update our community members on what's going on.
Absolutely. We're all just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it feels that way sometimes. It really does.
What can you do?
Yep.
Well, and then one other question with that is because I know some people may have opted to do learning at home. If mm-hmm. can you explain about, is that an option for students? And you know, with distance learning, the planning that still goes into that, it's not like a switch can just be flipped in order to do that. But I know some, I've heard kind of rumblings of, you know, is that still an option, or what if it comes to that in the future? Can you kind of elaborate on just distance learning as a whole for Broken Bow?
Yeah, so our process is if you want to option out and do the off-campus learning during this phase, you would actually have to have a doctor's note that have a major health concern that COVID would definitely affect. So I think at this time we have six people, mm-hmm. Six kids that are on that list in definitely have health concerns moving forward, especially with the COVID situation. So we'll help them out as much as we can online. It'll be a little more rigorous than it was last spring. So our teachers do have some extra work to do of mm-hmm. Tapping into Zoom and doing those activities with kids out of school. But for the most part, our kids have been and families have been very supportive, and they'll be on campus for one-on-one learning.
Right. And we just want everyone to, yeah, stay safe and get back to school,
yep.
you know,
yep.
and that kind of thing. Is there anything else that you would like to address regarding Monday night's meeting, the policy that was approved, or COVID stuff, anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate the support we've had, again, from the community, our school board, our staff. They've been great to work with. You know, you always have those tough conversations, and sometimes people disagree with what you're putting in place. But the people that have disagreed have reached out and have been very cordial and had some good conversations. And we'll continue to have those as we move forward. But again, I can't reiterate enough how safe and how clean our building is. And we're excited to have kids come back next Monday.
Well, good luck to you.
All right. Appreciate
it. And thanks so much for visiting with us, Superintendent of Broken Bow, Darren Toby.